People today don't see as many of the blue boats owned by Acadian Sea Plants of Nova Scotia as they did 3 years ago. Those boats carry fresh-cut rockweed out of Washington County's Cobscook Bay, and they have been the subject of a lot of tension in the area. Tensions are still high among property owners who object to the company's harvest of seaweed near their homes. And as A.J. Higgins reports, they're hoping a pending court case will settle the question of who controls the intertidal zone.
The dried rockweed that has washed ashore in Lubeck crunches and pops beneath Robin Hadlock Seeley's feet as she inspects mounds of vegetation that scientists refer to as Escophyllum nodosum. A senior researcher at the Shoals Marine Lab at Cornell University and a longtime summer resident of Lubeck, Hadlock Seeley negotiates the slippery rockweed-clad boulders with the kind of grace that comes with experience.
This is a fairly old plant, which we can age by counting the air bladders. So the first one is probably about 2 years.
So this is a 14-year-old rockweed here.
Hadlock Seeley would like to see Cobscook Bay's rockweed flourish. Her own research has demonstrated that rockweed provides a refuge for fledgling sea animals and a food source for seabirds. But commercial harvesters, such as Acadian Sea Plants, a Nova Scotian biotech company, has been harvesting around Cobscook Bay for years. Last year, the company was on the losing end of a Washington County Superior Court decision affirming that property owners can deny cutters the right to harvest. Acadian Sea Plants has appealed that decision to the Maine Supreme Court. Current rockweed harvesting regulations rely on a science that treats the plant like grass rather than as a habitat.
The harvesters are allowed to take 17% of the biomass. But there's no protection for keeping the original habitat architecture of the rockweed forest. So the biomass figure is just, you know, treating this like grass or like corn. Like, how much vegetation can you haul off and how much is left?
Homeowners can signal their desire to have their rockweed left alone in a Cobscook Bay registry, but the registry has no enforcement mechanism. And while the court appeal is pending, cutting operations in the bay continue. Marilyn Ness has owned a home on Cobscook Bay for many years, and she says the cutters will sometimes argue with her over their right to cut rockweed. More often, however, Ness says the cutters seem to prefer to scout out the residences when no one is home. She says she objects to having her privacy interrupted by cutters outside her window and surrendering the property that she pays taxes on.
It's disruptive to me because someone is on my property making money off of me that I've already paid. You know, if they said to me, we'll split our deal with you. If you let us come, we'll split our profit. They haven't.
At the Department of Marine Resources, the Patrol Division continues to intervene on behalf of property owners who want rockweed harvesting to stop. And in those cases, the cutters have complied. But Ness and others say there are always cutters who will just wait until another day to make that return trip. DMR spokesman Jeff Nichols says the department's policy will continue until there's a ruling from the Maine Supreme Court. Merrick Carey, a Maine-based spokeswoman for Acadian Sea Plants, says the company continues to advise its cutters against engaging in confrontations with landowners.
We make every effort to ensure that our harvesters are always where they should be, and we watch them quite carefully, and we're out there every day with them. We have a manager who is dedicated just to the Cobscook Bay area.
In the meantime, if the Nova Scotian company fails to keep an eye on its subcontractors, the residents of Cobscook Bay will be watching. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.